दुःखं
दुःखं
अथ
अथ
इयाहं
इयाहं
भूमन्
भूमन्
ब्रह्मामि
ब्रह्मामि
वदा मे तव दस्य योगं यस्मात् प्रिया प्रिया वियोग संयोग जन्म शोकाग्निना सकलयोनिषु दायमाना दुःखौषधं तदपि दुःखमत दियाहम्
भूमान् भ्रमामि वद मे तव दस्य योगम् यस्माद्प्रिया प्रियवियोग संयोग जन्म शोकाग्निना सकलयो निषुधायमाना दुःखौषधं तदपि दुःखमतद्याहम्
भूमन् भ्रमामि वद मे तव दस्य योगम्
भूमन् भ्रमामि वद मे तव दस्य योगम्
यस् वेणुगोपाल मोलम्
यस्मात्
यस्मात्
zbog čega zbog postojanja u materijalnom svijetu
prija
prijatno a prija neprijatno dioga odvojenošću sam yoga ispojen džanna čije rođenje
šoka
agnina vatrom jadikovanja sakala yonišu u svakoj vrsti tijela Dayamana gori
Duka
aushadam lijek za bijedni život Tat to
Api
također Dukam ispaštanje
Atadija
prihvatanjem tijela kao osobenog bića
Aham
ja
Bhuman
o veliki
Brahmani
luta u krugu rođenja i smrti
Dada
ljubazno pouči
me
mene
tava
tvom
dasya
yogam služenju O veliki, o svevišnji gospodine, zbog dodira sa prijatnim i neprijatnim okolnostima i razdvajanja od njih, živo biće biva stavljeno u najžalostniji položaj, na rajskim ili paklenim planetama, kao da gori u vatri jadikovanja. Mada ima mnogo lijekova za oslobađanje od bjednog života, svi takvi lijekovi u materijalnom svijetu su još bjedniji od samih bjeda. Zato mislim da je služenje posvećeno tebi jedini lijek. Molim te pouči me takvom služenju.
What? Molite? Molim?
Hmm? Molim te? Pouči me takvom služenju.
Ah, nice.
Smisao Šila Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj želi da služi gospodinova lotusova stopala. Nakon smrti svoga oca, koji je materijalno bio jako bogat, Prahlada je trebao da naslijedi očevu imovinu koja se protezala po čitavom svijetu. Ali Prahlad Maharaj nije bio sklon prihvatanju takvog materijalnog obilja, jer su materijalni uslovi svuda prisutni, bez obzira da li se osoba nalazi na rajskim ili paklenim planetama, ili je sin bogataša ili siromaha. Stoga nijedno stanje života nije ni najmanje prijatno. Ako želimo nezagađeno zadovoljstvo blaženog života, moramo transcendentalno služiti gospodina sa ljubavlju. Materijalno obilje može biti prijatno neko vrijeme, ali da bismo dostigli to privremeno prijatno stanje, moramo jako teško raditi. Kada siromah postane bogat, može imati bolji položaj, ali da bi došao do tog položaja mora prihvatiti brojne bijede. Činjenica je da, da su u materijalnom životu, bilo da smo srećni ili nesrećni, oba stanja bijedna. Ako želimo zaista sretan, blažen život, moramo postati svjesni Krišne i neprestano transcendentalno služiti gospodina sa ljubavlju. To je pravi lijek. Čitav svijet se nalazi pod utjecajem iluzije da će ljudi postati sretni ako materialističkim sredstvima suzbiju bijede u slojenog života. Ali taj pokušaj nikad neće biti uspješan. Čovječanstvo se mora podučiti da transcendentalno služi gospodina sa ljubavlju. To je svrha pokreta svjesnosti Krišne. Mi možemo naći sreću u promjeni svog materijalnog stanja jer su nevolje i bijede prisutne svuda.
Maum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskacharye Satarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Translation. O Great One, O Supreme Lord, because of combination with pleasing and displeasing circumstances, and because of separation from them, one is placed in a most regrettable position within heavenly or hellish planets, as if burning in a fire of lamentation. Although there are many remedies by which to get out of miserable life, any such remedies in the material world are more miserable than the miseries themselves. Therefore, I think that the only remedy is to engage in your service. Kindly instruct me in such service.
O veliki, o svevišnji gospodine, zbog dodira sa prijatnim i neprijatnim okolnostima i razdvajanja od njih, živo biće bi ostavljeno u najžalostniji položaj na rajskim ili paklenim planetama, kao da gori u vatri jadikovanja. Mada ima mnogo lijekova za oslobađanje od bijednog života, svi takvi lijekovi u materijalnom svijetu su još bjedniji od samih bijeda. Zato mislim da je služenje posvećeno tebi jedini lijek. Molim te, poduči me takvom služenju.
Like we have discussed yesterday, it is a duty of a devotee, or let us say it should be a goal of a devotee, to no longer become influenced by so-called material happiness and material distress.
Kao što smo jučer diskutirali, dužnost je bhakte, ili cilj bhakte je da ne bude više pod utjecajem sreće ili nesreće.
I will not repeat what I said yesterday. I hope that it's still at least the main points present in your memory.
Neću ponoviti ono što sam rekao jučer. Nadam se da je barem one glavne poante su prisutne u vašoj memoriji.
Today I will make another point.
Danas ću napraviti jednu drugu poantu.
I will talk about the mission of life of a devotee in the movement for Krishna consciousness.
Govorit ću o misiji života, bhakta i pokreta svjesnosti Krishna.
See, obviously, such a devotee is no longer chasing after so-called happiness and distress.
I očigledno tako bhakta više ne juri za takozvanom srećom i nesrećom.
Then what is his goal?
Onda koji je njegov cilj?
What do you want to reach in your life, Mahaprabhu?
Šta želiš da stići u svom životu, Mahaprabhu? Mm. htio bi da mogu zadovoljiti svog duhovnog učitelja i da mogu slijediti njegove instrukcije.
Why?
Zašto?
But we want to hear someone. You have an answer. Ravi Lochan. So Ravi Lochan wants the mercy of Krishna.
Ravi Lochan želi milost Krishna.
Why?
Zašto?
He wants to get out of misery.
On se želi osloboditi bijeda.
He is a lover of Krishna. This is free from false ego.
Ovdje je jedan ljubavnik Krishna, slobodan od lažnog ega.
We look for authentic answers, by the way.
Treba nam autentični odgovori. Uspod.
Do you see how important it is to have your mission before your mind?
Da li vidite kako je važno imati misiju ispred svoga uma?
My dear devotees, this you have to understand our movement properly.
No, moji dragi bhakte, trebate pravilno razumjeti naš pokret.
What you can learn in our movement is to get your mission together.
Ono što trebate naučiti u ovom pokretu je da našu misiju imamo tu.
You may not for the rest of your life stay in this temple.
Ne morate cijeli ostatak svog života ostati u ovom hramu.
Because there is too little space.
Zato što ima jako malo prostora.
And you may feel after some time I can't stay with 20 snoring brahmacharis in one room.
I nakon nekog vremena možemo početi misliti ne mogu ostati u jednoj sobi sa 20 hrčućih brahmacharija.
Oh, brahmacharinis, they also hrčuću.
Ili brahmacharini, one isto tako hrču.
You may feel that you have to marry.
Možda ćete se osjećati da se želite oženiti.
You may feel that you want to develop your own creativity.
Možete osjećati da želite razviti svoju vlastitu kreativnost.
You may feel that you have to have a different place.
I možete osjećati da želite imati neko drugačije mjesto.
Live in an apartment.
Živjeti u stanu.
This is realnost.
To je realnost.
We are passing through in this life. We go through many stations.
Mi jednostavno prolazimo kroz ovaj život i prolazimo kroz puno stanica.
Te uru, that's all urednu, how you say it. That's all right.
To je urednu.
But you must, in order to stay in Krishna consciousness, understand one very important point.
Ali da biste ostali u svjesnosti Krišne, morate razumjeti jednu jako važnu poantu.
You must have a mission in your life.
Morate imati misiju u svom životu.
Which you follow even if you are alone in the Alaska desert.
Koju slijedite čak i ako ste sami u pustinji Aljaske.
Humanity must be trained to engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord.
Čovječanstvo se mora trenirati da bi se uključilo u transcendentalno predno služenje Gospodina.
That is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement.
To je svrha pokreta svjesnosti Krišne.
In the time which you live here in the temple, you should be fully trained to understand this.
I ovo vrijeme dok živim ovdje u hramu moramo biti potpuno razumjeti to.
I like to sometimes think of our devotees as spies.
Ja volim ponekad razmišljati o našim bhaktama kao špijunima.
Špijunima, yes. When you put the špijunima in a different country,
kada stavite špijune u različite zemlje,
he will know, he has no friends there.
On tamo nema prijatelje.
In fact, people are of a total different let me say, opinion or mindset than his own people.
Znači, i tamo su ljudi koji su potpuno drugačijeg mišljenja ili razmišljenja nego njegovi vlastiti ljudi.
He cannot trust anyone.
On ne može nikome vjerovati.
But he exactly knows every minute of the day what to do.
Ali on tačno zna svaki minut dana šta činiti.
In his case he wants to find out some tajnes.
U ovom slučaju on želi saznati neke tajne.
And he is operating because he is trained like this.
I on tako djeluje jer je tako treniran.
He does not only operate like this in the in the training school of Spionima, but he is capable to act anywhere like this.
Znači on ne djeluje samo tako u školi treniranja špijuna, nego on može bilo gdje tako djelovati.
Please, my dear devotees, understand your body is temporary.
Molim vas, moji dragi bhakte, shvatite, ovo tijelo je privremeno.
It will be destroyed.
Biti će uništeno.
It will be eaten by the little worms.
Biti će pojedeno, mali crvi će ga pojeti.
Or burned into ashes.
Ili će biti spaljeno u pepel.
By that time, you have to, before that time, you will have to have learned to engage yourself voluntarily, because you want it, in the transcendental devotional service of the Lord, no matter where you are, even on your deathbed.
I prije nego što se to dogodi, moramo naučiti kako da se angažiramo u transcendentalno predano služenje gospodina, čak bez obzira gdje se nalazimo, čak i ako smo na smrtnoj postelji.
Yes, our Shyama Sundari was once writing me a letter of a devotee who was successfully quitting her material existence.
Madhu Shyama Sundari jedno mi je pisalo pismo kako je jednom bhaktu koji je uspješno napustio svoju materijalnu egzistenciju.
On her deathbed, she did not lament.
Na svojoj smrtnoj postelji nije jadikovala.
But she meditated about serving Krishna.
Ali meditirala na služenje Krishna.
It was not because the temple commander told her.
Nije bilo zato što je temple commander to rekao.
But because she had understood the mission of her life.
Zato što je razumjela misiju njenog života.
I am an eternal part of Krishna and I have a mission to fulfill, to serve my dear Lord.
Ja sam vječni dio Krishne i ja imam misiju koju trebam ispuniti, to je da služim gospodina.
The Chanakya Pandit says there is a difference between one's temporary body.
Chanakya Pandit kaže da postoji razlika između nečijeg privremenog tijela
and the good name one can acquire as a devotee.
A dobro ime osoba može steći tako što je bhakta.
The temporary body will be destroyed.
Privremeno tijelo će biti uništeno.
When you engage in transcendental service for Krishna, fulfilling your mission in life, that will last eternal. You will continue with this in the eternal spiritual world.
Ali kada se uključite u transcendentalno služenje Krishne, ispunjavajući misiju života, onda to će nastaviti, to će nastaviti nakon ovog materijalnog svijeta.
While I'm speaking like this, my eye is falling on Artiha.
I dok govorim o tome, moje oči padaju na Artihu.
You are still temple commander, Artiha, Prabhu?
Da li si još uvijek temple commander?
Matchless gift. Close. Artiha Prabhu service is to spread Krishna consciousness through music.
Znači služba Artiha Prabhu je da širi svjesnost Krishne kroz muziku.
That's your mission. He thinks of how to make the group better, the music more acceptable to many different types of people.
Znači on razmišlja kako da muziku napravi bolju, kako da je napravi prihvatljivom mnogo različnim vrsta ljudima.
Because this serves to bring Krishna consciousness to many people.
Jer to služi tome da dovede svjesnost Krishne mnogim ljudima.
His body will be destroyed one day.
Njegovo tijelo jednog dana će biti uništeno.
And most probably he will not take his electric guitar to Goloka Vrindavan.
I najvjerojatnije neće uzeti svoju električnu gitaru u Goloka Vrindavan.
It's blues guitar. They don't play blues over there. It's more ragas.
tamo ne, ne, ne sviraju blues, više imaju rage.
But see, if he or any devotee learns in this life to just wherever you put him, he is following his mission.
Ali on ili bilo koji drugi bhakta, on mora naučiti da gdje god ga stavite slijedi svoju misiju.
Then although the body and everything will be destroyed, he will continue doing this mission, that is to glorify Krishna for eternal times.
Čak ako će njegovo tijelo biti uništeno, on će nastaviti raditi to da ispuni svoju misiju da slavi Krishnu.
Let us use this temporary body.
Hajde da iskoristimo to ovo privremeno tijelo.
And our talents which come with it.
I naš talent koji dolazi od njega.
To serve the mission to please Krishna.
Da zadovoljimo Krishnu.
That should be the mission of our life, no matter where we are placed.
I to treba biti misija našeg života bez obzira gdje smo smješteni.
Dhruva Maharaj is a good example.
Dhruva Maharaj je jako dobar primjer.
He was alone in the forest.
Bio sam u šumi.
He did not sleep there.
Nije tamo spavao.
From morning to evening he worshipped the Lord and meditated about him.
I od jutra do mraka je obožavao Gospodina i meditirao na njega.
By this determination he was able to go back home, back to Godhead.
I tom odlučnošću on je bio sposoban da ode kući nazad Bogu.
Many tests came to him.
I došli su mu mnogi testovi.
You know, someone said, your mother is wants you very much, please go home.
Neko je rekao, tvoja majka te treba jako puno, molim te vrati se kući.
Then one messenger came and said, your father is dying, please leave the forest and you know, go home.
I onda je došao jedan koji je nosio poruku, rekao mu, tvoj otac umire, molim te, idi nazad kući.
A big snake came.
I onda je došla velika zmija.
To chase him away.
Da bi ga ono otjerala.
A tiger.
Tigar.
Yes. Lord Indra.
Not Lord.
Indra. Sent beautiful dancing girls in order to divert him from his determination.
I onda Indra je poslao lijepe plešuće djevojke da odvrate ga od njegove odlučnosti.
But he had his mission.
Ali on je imao svoju misiju.
He wanted to realize the supreme personality of Godhead.
On je htio realizirati svevišnju božansku osobu.
And therefore, no matter what happened on the way, because he was fixed on the mission, he was just following it.
I bez obzira, zbog toga, bez obzira što mu se događalo na putu, pošto je bio fiksiran na svoju misiju, on je samo slijedio.
Will you be successful in your life, Gaurahari?
Da li ćeš biti uspješan u svom životu, Gaurahari?
Will you be successful in your life, Nityananda Pran?
Da li ćeš biti uspješan u svom životu, Nityananda Pran?
The answer to this difficult question, which is really difficult to say, isn't it? Is really if you can put yourself into find your mission and continue this.
I odgovor na ovo teško pitanje koje je stvarno teško odgovoriti je da stavimo sebe mjesto gdje ćemo naći svoju misiju i nastaviti sa tim.
Then you will be successful.
Onda ćeš biti uspješan.
Only then.
Jedino onda.
Otherwise Kali Yuga will just sweep you away.
Inače ćete Kali Yuga samo ono odplahnuti.
This world is like a stream.
Ovaj svijet je kao struja.
Which streams in the life of the individual from birth to death.
Koja jednostavno ide od osobe od rođenja do smrti.
Yesterday some you know people with whom I'm friendly, they came and said, oh Sajidana Swami, you look older.
I jučer neki ljudi s kojima sam ja tako prijatelj su došli i rekli su, oh Sajidana Swami, ti izgledaš stariji.
Yes, I said, I'm in a stream. I'm moved by the stream of time from birth to death.
I da, ja sam rekao, ja sam u struji vremena i krećem se od rođenja prema smrti.
Oh, you're so negative. Why don't you say like this?
O, ti si tako negativan, zašto kažeš tako?
Well, you just said I'm looking older. It's
ti si rekao da gledam stariji.
Toj.
To je to.
To je to. No, to je to. To je to. There is a fact.
To je činjenica.
So in the stream of life.
Znači, to je struji života.
We want to reach the shore of Krishna consciousness.
Želimo dostići obalu svjesnosti Krishna.
I remember a traumatic experience of my youth when I was about, must have been 9 years old. I went to the ocean.
I sjećam se mog dramatičnog iskustva kad sam bio mlad, imao sam 9 godina, otišao sam do oceana.
And I walked on the ground of the ocean.
I hodao sam na obali tog oceana.
Deeper and deeper until water was going up till here. You know how children are.
I onda sam išao sve dublje i dublje sve dok nije došlo do ovdje vode.
Then all of a sudden, I don't know why, how it came. You know, it was all the time level ground, then jip, it went deep. And I walked into and then I was in the water. But I could not, I had not learned to swim at that time.
Znači, tako sam hodao i onda jednostavno je to od mene bilo tako, malo je spuštalo se dole, onda sam hodao i jednom sam nestao dole, a u to vrijeme nisam znao plivati.
You know, I was fighting until I lost consciousness.
I borio sam se sve dok nisam izgubio svjesnost.
Then all of a sudden I found myself on a boat.
I onda jednom sam se našao na jednom brodu.
Someone had driven by me, had maybe seen me or heard me screaming, and then saved me from the water, from the ocean, and put me on the boat.
Neko od naših prolazio i vidio me možda kako se borim ili čuo me kako vičem i onda me spasio, stavio me na brod.
Till this time I remember this trauma of noticing I'm in deep waters and I can't swim.
I do ovog vremena ja se sjećam te traume da se nalazim u dubokoj vodi i da ne mogu plivati.
And as the water filled my lungs and the life was leaving me, I was just, I remember I prayed to God to save me.
I sjećam se dok je voda ispunjavala moje pluća i dok sam se borio za život, dok me život napušta, ja se sjećam, molio sam se Bogu da me spasi.
Yes. Then he sent the boat.
I onda on poslao brod.
So you will be interested to hear that there is one acharya who uses this analogy to describe the mission of the human form of life.
I bit će vam zanimljivo da čujete da postoji jedan acharya koji objašnjava tu analogiju u ljudskoj misiji života.
Yamunacharya says in Stota Ratna, I was drowning in the terrible ocean of birth and death.
Yamunacharya kaže u svojoj Stotnoj Ratni, ja sam se davio u užasnom oceanu rođenja i smrti.
Final, and I screamed out, is there anyone to help me?
I vikao sam, da li postoji bilo ko mi može pomoći?
Finally, I discovered that your Krishna's lotus feet are the safe shore.
I konačno ja sam otkrio da su Krishna tvoja lotusova stopala sigurna obala.
But it seemed too late at that time because I was drowning.
Ali u to vrijeme izgledalo mi je prekasno jer sam se davio.
But then in your great mercy you sent a devotee.
Ali onda zbog tvoje velike milosti ti si poslao baktu.
Who brought me the boat of devotional service.
Koji mi je doveo brod predanog služenja.
Now I'm safely situated in that boat and going to the shore.
I sada sam sigurno situiran u tom brodu i idem prema obali.
My dear devotees, are you safely situated in the boat?
Moji dragi bakte, da li ste vi sigurno situirani na tom
brodu? Do you have your devotional service and your mission of life together?
Da li imate vaše predano služenje i misiju svog života zajedno?
I remember a very interesting instruction in this connection by Srila Prabhupada.
I sjećam se jako interesantne instrukcije od Srila Prabhupada u vezi s tim.
You know, in India there was one newspaper article was published where the journalist praised the movement for Krishna consciousness.
I u novinama jednom je bio jedan artikl kojim je novinar jedan slavio pokret svjesnosti Krišne.
And he ended this his glorification with the following sentence.
I onda je završio svoje slavljenje sa sljedećom rečenicom.
However, only God knows what will happen in the future.
Bilo kako bilo, jedino Bog zna što će se dogoditi u budućnosti.
Now, this article was read to Srila Prabhupada.
I onda je taj artikl, taj ulomak je bio čitan Srila Prabhupada.
And he said, he looked at his disciples, and he said, oh, the author has given us a God-given warning.
I onda je gledao svoj učenik i onda je rekao, o, autor nam je dao upozorenje koje je kao da je došlo samog Boga.
Yeah. And now then Satsvarup Maharaj after the darshan went to Prabhupada and said, what did he mean?
I onda Satsvarup Maharaj nakon darshana otišao kod Prabhupada i pitao ga, šta si s time mislio?
Did the author doubt that your disciples will stay with you?
Da li je autor sumnjao da će tvoji učenici ostati sa tobom?
That they will go away from the process of Krishna consciousness.
Ili da će otići od procesa svjesnosti Krishna?
And Srila Prabhupada gave a very interesting answer.
I onda Srila Prabhupada dao jako zanimljiv odgovor.
He said, even if all his present disciples would leave, his books would bring new devotees.
I onda je rekao da čak i ako svi njegovi prisutni učenici, sadašnji učenici odu, njegove knjige će dovesti nove bakte.
In other words, he calculated the possibility that some of his disciples would not understand the mission of life.
I drugim riječima, on je razmišljao o toj mogućnosti da neki njegovih učenika neće shvatiti koja je misija života.
And really, it happened.
I zaista to se događalo.
After Prabhupada left the planet, many devotees or many of my god brothers fell away from the strict practices of Krishna consciousness.
I nakon što je Srila Prabhupada napustio planetu, mnogi od mojih god brothera, braća po Bogu, su napustili striktno prakticiranje svjesnosti Krishna.
It always happens when an acharya leaves the planet.
I to se uvijek dogodi kad acharya napusti planetu.
Because some many conditioned souls only are personality oriented.
Jer neki ili većina uslovljenih duša su jednostavno orijentirani prema osobi.
They are not strong enough in mind and intelligence and maybe character to understand the essence of the teachings, that is to, you know, be a devotee everywhere and under all circumstances by doing four things.
Znači, možda nisu dovoljno snažni u umu, inteligenciji ili karakteru da prakticiraju pod svim okolnostima četiri stvari.
Krishna describes what a devotee does.
Krishna objašnjava šta bhakta čini.
You can test yourself.
Možete se testirati.
Are you a devotee or not?
Da li ste bhakta ili niste?
Manmana! One should think of me.
Znači, osoba mora misliti na mene.
Krishna.
Na Krishna.
Serve the Lord.
Služiti gospodina.
Worship him.
Obožavati ga.
Now our brahmanas, they should go on the altar and worship Krishna with heart and soul and incense.
Naši brahmani, oni treba ići na oltar i obožavati Krishna sa srcem, dušom i incensom.
And one should pay his obeisances.
I on mora odati poštovanje.
I sometimes see how you make obeisances and I'm shocked.
Ja ponekad vidim kako vi činite, izvršavate to poštovanje i bivam šokiran.
You just go with the head on the floor and then come up.
I onda idete samo sa glavom dole i onda ustanete gore.
Obeisance means you say, here my dear Lord, here is your humble servant.
I poštovanje znači da kažete, evo dragi moj gospodine, ovdje je tvoj ponizni sluga.
Please engage me in your service.
Molim te, angažiraj me u svojoj službi.
So now you might say, oh, Sachidananda Swami, this is very heavy what you say.
I onda sad možete reći, o, Sachidananda Swami, to ovo je jako teško što si rekao.
No, my dear Lord, it is, no, my dear devotees, it is not heavy.
Ne, moj dragi Bhakte, nije to tako teško.
You have to sacrifice in this life.
Morate se žrtvovati u ovom životu.
In one lecture Srila Prabhupada said somebody is offering his body.
I jedna lekcija Srila Prabhupada je rekao neko nudi svoje tijelo.
I saw this when we were going to the temple this morning. There were these buses, isn't it, Govindanandini, with soldiers.
I ja sam vidio kad smo išli u hram ovo jutro, bili su autobusi sa vojnicima.
Yes. They were going to some place, and I thought, how terrible, you know, it's so cold.
I onda oni su negdje išli i misli se, oh, kako užasno, tako je hladno.
And these poor boys have to sacrifice their health for some, you know, military purpose.
I ti jedni dečki su morali žrtvovati njihovo zdravlje za neke vojne ciljeve.
Others are sacrificing for their family.
Neki se drugi žrtvuju za porodicu.
Others are sacrificing to make a theft or a murder.
I neki se drugi žrtvuju da naprave neku krađu ili ubistvo.
Yes. People sacrifice their lives for a career.
Ljudi žrtvuju svoje živote za karijerom.
Or like Krishna Jivani. Here she noticed people sacrifice their lives to become a rock and roll star.
Ili kao što je Krishna Jivani realizirala da se ljudi žrtvuju da postanu rock and roll zvijezda.
Rock and roll zvijezda, yes. Why not sacrifice this life for Krishna?
Zašto da ne žrtvujemo ovaj život za Krishnu?
It's a good idea, isn't it? Why not sacrifice this one life to attain eternal good?
Zašto ne žrtvovati ovaj jedan život da dostignemo vječno dobro?
We want to be known by Krishna.
Mi želimo biti znani od Krishna.
Here is my devotee.
Ovdje je moj bhakta.
He sacrificed something for me.
On nešto žrtvuje za mene.
This is our mission in life.
To je naša misija života.
What do you have to offer to Krishna?
Šta imamo da bismo ponudili Krishna?
Your mind, your intelligence, your words.
Svoj um, inteligenciju, svoje riječi.
Just keep this in mind. Engage that in Krishna's service.
Samo držite to u umu. Angažirajte se u to angažirajte u predanom služenju.
Whatever you do, just engage your body, mind and words in Krishna's service.
Šta god da radite, angažirajte svoje tijelo, um i riječi u Krišnoj službi.
It doesn't matter if you're married or not married.
Nema veze da li ste oženjeni ili niste oženjeni.
If you're doing service in Israel or Alaska.
Da li izvršavate službu u Izraelu ili na Aljasci.
Or in Croatia.
Ili u Hrvatskoj.
In Pula or in Splitski.
U Puli ili u Splitu.
Main thing is you have your mission. You are also in the boat.
Glavna stvar je da imate svoju misiju, jer vi ste isto tako na brodu.
Brodu, yes. Brodu. This we can learn from Srila Prabhupada. Glorious example.
I to možemo naučiti od slavnog primjera Srila Prabhupada.
How he was fixed in the boat of devotional service, even on his deathbed, he was translating the Bhagavatam, because he had, this was his service towards his spiritual master and the Guru Parampara, to bring out the Bhagavatam in the English language so that the foreign country can read it.
Znači, toliko bio fiksiran čak na svom postelji i je prevodio Šrimad Bhagavatam da ljudi koji govore tim drugim jezicima mogu jednostavno dobiti sreću čitajući.
Today many of you have made appointments with me.
I danas su mnogi od vas napravili sastanak sa mnom.
And you will ask me questions like, should I marry?
I pitaćete me pitanja da li da se oženim.
Can I go to another temple?
Mogu li otići u drugi hram?
My service is not proper.
Moja služba nije pravilna.
My situation is not proper.
Moja situacija nije pravilna.
These questions are not the question.
Ta pitanja nisu u stvari pitanje.
The question is, what is your missio?
Pitanje.
Misija!
I pitanje je koja je tvoja misija?
When you have your misija,
kad imaš svoju misiju,
these other questions will be answered from the vantage, from the point of you know, of the mission.
I znači ti odgovori onda će biti odgovoreni sa poante te misije.
Then it really does. Then do whatever is most practical.
I onda učini ono što je najpraktičnije.
Like, for instance, I remember one time. We were in Ticino and we wanted to go to Feldkirch in Austria.
I sjećam se jedno, mi smo bili u Ticinu, htjeli smo ići u Feldkirchen u Austriji.
I don't know if any one of you knows this road. It goes right through the San Bernardino, through the heavy mountains. Wow, so high. The Alps. You have to drive right through the Alps to get there.
I znači, ne znam da li neko od vas zna, taj put ide kroz San Bernardino i morate ići kroz velike planine, kroz Alpe.
So, I told my driver, Ronnie,
I rekao sam mom vozaču Roniju,
this is our mission, we want to go, we want to arrive at Feldkirch by 5 o'clock because at 5:30 a big program starts.
Inače, ja sam mu rekao, to je naša misija, trebamo stići u Feldkirchen u 5 sati jer tada počinje naš program.
Now please think about everything you have to do to get there.
I onda, onda sam mu rekao, molim te razmisli svemu što trebaš napraviti da bi tamo došao.
I have to speak to millions of people here in Ticino still. Moj umski is in preaching, your umski should be in transportation.
Znači ja trebam govoriti ovdje sa milionima ljudi u Ticinu i moj um je na propovjedanju, a tvoj um treba biti na transportaciji.
Remember, we will go through the Alps, it's a big obstacle.
I sjeti se da ćemo ići kroz Alpe, to je velika prepreka.
And there will be snow and ice.
I biti će led i snijeg.
Okay. So next morning we went.
I onda sljedeći jutro smo krenuli.
And he said, Sachinanda Swami, I have brought prasadam with me.
I onda je rekao, Sachinanda Swami, ja sam ponio sa nama prasadam.
And water to wash our hands.
I vodu da bismo oprali naše ruke.
I smiled.
Ja sam se nasmiješio.
Said, very nice, but we want to get to Feldkirch.
Zrka jako lijepa, ali mi želimo doći do Feldkirch.
Have you brought snow chains?
Da li si ponio lance za snijeg?
Okay, he said no. We are the temple devotees, they also didn't have snow chains for our, you know, our size.
I onda mi smo bitili bakte, ali oni nisu imali naš broj tog lanca.
So we started. I never forget this.
I onda smo počeli, nikad neću zaboraviti to.
So before the Alps already it was starting to snow heavily.
I onda već prije Alpa je tako ono heavy počelo padati snijeg.
And three times our car just on the autobahn went like
I tri puta na tom autoputu je naš auto se tako vrtilo.
So I said to him, see, I think we will not be successful in fulfilling our mission today.
I onda sam ja rekao, vidi, mislim da nećemo danas biti uspješni.
You know, when you go up the mountain and you go yup, 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 then you easily become a victim of the law of gravitation.
I onda kada idemo na te Alpe, ne, onda jednostavno dođete gore i onda lako postanete žrtva zakona gravitacije.
So, anyways, he understood the point and said, I really think we should leave the street for a moment and try to get snow chains.
I onda on je shvatio poantu, on je rekao, mislim da moramo ovu ulicu, ovu cestu napustiti za moment i nabaviti te lance.
Dobro, I said, you got the point?
Dobro, ja sam rekao, uhvatio si poantu.
And then he was very good. Then he drove off the street. He left me in the car to chant my rounds, and he just went knocking from door to door until finally he found someone who knew someone who knew someone who had snow chain.
I onda, onda bilo je dobro, skrenuli smo sa ceste, on me ostavio u autu da mantram svoje krugove, a on je išao od vrata do vrata, kucao da može naći toga, i onda je našao nekoga ko zna nekoga, ko zna nekoga i koji je znao opet nekoga drugog koji imaju te lance za snijeg.
So our main goal was to get to Feldkirch and not to eat some nice prasadam on the way.
Inače, naš glavni cilj je bio da odemo u Feldkirchen, a ne da jedemo lijepi prasadam na putu.
But he had fixed mostly on, you know, we had prasadam, you won't believe it, it was a meal for, it took the whole, you know, the, we had a simple limousine, what is it called, four-seat car, how do you call it? Like this Ford, I don't know what it is, you know, small, you know, a short auto, so, you know, 500 marks it was, we bought it for 500 marks, and but the whole back seat, you know, was full with the most fun, marzipan, nougat, you know, different paratas,
I to znači da trebamo djelovati na našim preprekama koje su tu u našoj misli.
When you want to reach Krishna, you might have to give up some attachment.
I na primjer, ako želite doći do Krishna, onda morate možda napustiti neke vezama.
You might have to change something in your mind.
Ili možda ćete nešto trebati promijeniti u vašem umu.
You might not fulfill all your material desires.
Ili možda nećete moći ispuniti sve vaše materijalne želje.
And you might have to adopt something you are not thinking of right now.
Ili ćete možda nešto morati prihvatiti o čemu sada uopće ne razmišljate.
You might have to develop some qualities.
Ili možda ćete morati razviti neke odlike.
You might have to surrender more.
Ili ćete se možda morati više predati.
Get your snow chains. You have a long journey. Think about the obstacles on the way. It may be high as the Alpine mountain. In the full snow. But when you have a mission, it will give you all the strength.
Ali kada imate misiju, to će vam dati svu snagu.
Not even death can break you.
Čak ni smrt vas ne može slomiti.
I don't care about this body or, you know, I have my mission. I'm going on.
Znači, i nije mi važno da li sam u ovom tijelu ili nekom drugom. Jedna svoju misiju i jednostavno nastavljam.
This is how important it is to have the mission.
Znači, to je kako je važno imati misiju.
Otherwise you will not survive your journey of life.
Inače nećete preživjeti vaše putovanje života.
Most of you are disciples of Srila Harikesh Maharaj.
Većina vas su učenici Srila Harikesh Swami.
So I'm often talking with him in confidence.
I ja često sa njim razgovaram, tako povjerljivo.
What is the one point you want to give your disciples? I asked him last time.
I zadnji put sam ga pitao, koja je poanta koju želiš dati svojim učenicima?
What exactly do you want to teach them?
Šta ih tačno želiš naučiti?
And he said, I just want to give them a mission in their life.
Ja, on je samo rekao, ja im samo želim dati misiju u njihovom životu.
I want them to understand the mission of Krishna consciousness.
Želim da shvate misiju svjesnosti Krishna.
Which is very simple, to become Krishna conscious and to spread Krishna consciousness.
Koja je jako jednostavna, postati svjestan Krishna i proširiti svjesnost Krishna.
You know it, disciples of your spiritual master. He is a spreader. Everything he does is for spreading this.
Inače, vi svi učenici znate kako vaš duhovni učitelj, on jednostavno, on širi, što god radi, širi pokret.
So just join his mission.
I samo se pridružite njegovoj misiji.
Then you are in best company.
I onda ste u najboljem društvu.
Best company.
Najbolje društvo.
Yes. Then you will go safely through this
short moment of time called one life.
I onda ćete sigurno proći kroz taj mali period vremena koji se zove jedan život.
So Hare Krishna, thank you very much. As you could see, I was getting enthusiastic. I was almost jumping from the seat here.
I želim se svima zahvaliti i kao što ste vidjeli, posle sam jako entuzijastičan, čak sam htio skočiti sa ovog.
It's really so important.
Zaista je tako važno.
Please don't think it is not important.
Molim vas, nemojte misliti da nije važno.
Think throughout the day, you know, about the subject.
Mislite preko dana o toj temi.
And if you want to speak with me, which I also would like very, very much, please first have to think a little bit about what is your mission, what do you want to accomplish in this life.
I znači, ako želite samo govoriti, onda molim vas prvo razmišljate koja je vaša misija, šta u stvari želite postići u ovom životu.
Then it's easier for an older devotee, or if he is your spiritual master, for your spiritual master, to help you.
I onda je lakše za stariju batu ili ako je on vaš duhovni učitelj da vam pomogne.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Do you have any questions regarding these points?
Hare Krishna, hvala vam puno. Da li imate možda neka pitanja koja se tiču ove teme, ove pointe?
Well, you should simply understand, Vuk, that you are not really controlling the result of your endeavors.
Znači, ono što stvarno moraš shvatiti je da stvarno ne kontroliraš rezultat svojih napora.
Then you can lose expectations.
Onda možeš izgubiti ta očekivanja.
I want to give a practical example.
Želim ti dati praktični primjer.
You have seen when we had this large preaching program.
Vidite se kad smo imali ovaj veliki propovjedački program.
So a million things can really go wrong, and sometimes they do.
I milion stvari može ono ići dugo i nekad se to i dogodi.
I remember we had a program, and then in the midst of the program, the police came and told us to stop because they had received a bomb threat.
I sjećam se, imali smo program i onda na pola programa došla policija, rekla da trebamo shvatiti zato što su dobili poziv koji je zastrašivo da će neko baciti bombu.
You know, 5,000 people began to panic when they heard this. They had to run out of the hall.
I onda 5,000 ljudi jednostavno postalo panično i svi su htjeli juriti van kad su to čuli.
Now it's not easy to get 5,000 people together, and we began to feel, oh no, I really felt frustrated.
I onda nije ono lako izbaciti van svih 5,000 ljudi, i onda ja sam mislio, oh ne, bio sam onako frustriran.
And somehow we had all the feelings it was just some Christians who wanted to disturb the program.
Ali na neki način ja sam samo imao osjećaj da su to neki kršćani koji su jednostavno htjeli uznemiriti program.
You know, by phoning the police, there's a bomb in there, I know it, I placed it there, boo-hoo. And you know,
ono, nazivajući policiju, reći tamo je bomba unutra, ja znam, ja sam je tamo stavio.
So I noticed how I was becoming almost paralyzed from frustration.
I ono,
we lost 500 souls whom we could bring to ecstatic chanting and dancing.
I ja sam primijetio kako sam skoro postao paralizirano, to je nezadovoljstvo, izgubili smo 5000 ljudi.
But then I thought, oh, Krishna is in control.
I onda sam mislio, Krishna je kontrolor.
Let us react in the proper way now.
I onda sada djelujemo na pravilan način.
And I remember Guneshwar and myself, we ran before the hall and told the people, just wait, it is not real.
I onda se sjećam, ja i Gomeša smo tršali ispred te sale i onda smo rekli ljudima da čekaju jer to nije pravo.
So still remember this to this day, and I really think we should act like this. We should always try our best.
Znači, ja se sjećam to do dan danas i uvijek trebamo tako djelovati. Moramo pokušati naše najbolje.
and be dependent for the result. Krishna's, Lord, you know, Krishna's, his work, he will, he's in charge.
I onda trebamo ovisiti o Krišni, jer to je Krišni posao i Krišna je ono, Krišna je zadužena za to.
Yes. Act as if you would be the one who would, you know, be responsible.
Djeluj kao da si ti osoba koja treba biti odgovorna.
Because that's a sign of a good servant.
I to je znak dobrog sluge.
He takes responsibility.
On prihvati odgovornost.
But know in your mind that Krishna really is bestowing the result.
Ali znaj svoj umu da stvarno Krishna podare rezultate.
That's how to act in this world.
To je kako trebamo djelovati u ovom svijetu.
And when something changes, don't become frustrated, but look for new opportunities.
I ako se nešto promijeni, nemoj postati frustriran, nego gledaj za nove mogućnosti.
Yes. Kalpana. Kalpana is called imagination, yeah, but in the mind it takes place. I will answer this point which you give from modern psychology and Krishna consciousness.
Znači odgovoriš taj to pitanje sa stanovišta moderne psihologije i sa stanovišta svjesnosti Krišne zajedno.
It's a very good question. I know better, but I always act as if I don't know.
Znači to je jako dobro pitanje. Znam šta je bolje, ali uvijek djelujem kao da ne znam.
In day-to-day life.
U svakodnevnom životu.
Now I want to tell you that there is a stimulus.
Znači, želim ti reći da postoji nešto što je stimulant.
And a response.
I ono što odgovara na to stimulant.
In the animal form of life, these two things are very close together.
I u životinskom životu te stvari su jako blizu.
The dog smells the urine of another dog on a corner, that's a stimulus.
Znači, pas on jednostavno namiriše mokraću onog drugog psa u uglu, to je stimulus.
And then he, the reaction or response is, oh yes, I also will give immediately my liquid signature.
I onda odgovor na to je, ja ću isto tako dati svoj potpis u tekućini.
He does not think for a moment.
I on uopće ne razmišlja ni jedan trenutak.
You know, it is clear to him.
Njemu je to jasno.
Dog so and so was also here.
Njemu je jasno, taj pas je isto tako bio tu.
Or, you know, someone walks by the dog.
Ili neko, ono, prođe pored psa.
Yeah, obviously this is with this dog, you know. And immediately he goes like, not thinking if he could also do something else for
him. I onda odmah čim vidi toga psa, odmah počne lajati, ne razmišljajući možda bih trebao nešto drugo napraviti.
Stimulus and response is really together.
I taj stimulans i odgovor su stvarno uvijek zajedno.
Now when you have a child,
kada imaš dijete,
a human being, he is similar to this.
Znači, kad imaš ljudsko dijete, ono je slično tome.
He feels hunger and immediately screaming as if the whole universe would fall into pieces.
I kada on gleda, on vrišti toliko da jednostavno kao da se cijeli univerzum lomi na komade.
Or he wants to have something.
Ili nešto želi imati.
He immediately says, haben, 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 you know, the mean. To have, to have, to have.
Znači imati, imati, želim imati.
Yeah, yeah. Response, stimulus and response are really tied together.
I, znači taj stimulans i odgovor su jako stisnuti zajedno.
Now, the more a person matures in his life,
i sve što više osoba postane zrela u svom životu,
he is able to push these a little bit, how do you say, auseinander, apart from each other.
I sve što osoba znači poslije zrelog života, ona je sposobna da te stvari jednostavno odmakne jedno drugo.
For instance, if you feel hunger in the midst of the lecture,
ili ako se, na primjer, ti osjećaš gladan na sred lekcije,
you don't suddenly start to scream, I want to have this very good veggie burger, you know.
Ne počneš odjednom ono urlati, želim sada taj jako dobar veđi ono burger.
No, you know, well, this is a lecture now, and it's not so good to interrupt it with a veggie burger, you know.
Znači, ne, ti znaš što je sada lekcija ovdje i nije tako dobro prekinuti je sa tim
burgerom. Let me hear how it ends.
Ajde, čujem kako će završiti.
And afterwards I will go and take care of the hunger.
I onda ću nakon toga ono otići i pre, ono voditi brigu o tom toj gladi.
It's already stimulus and response. You have a space in between.
I znači između tog stimulansa i odgovora imaš kao jedan prostor između.
And you can fill it with your knowledge.
I možeš ga ispuniti sa svojim znanjem.
With your free will.
Znači to je tvoja slobodna volja.
All right, I may be hungry, but I want to stay until it is finished.
I možeš da, u redu, ja sam gladan, ali jednostavno želim ostati dok se ne završi.
Now comes an example where it's more difficult.
I sad dolazi jedan primjer koji je puno teži.
Someone says, Hrvoje, you are so and so, and says something which agitates you.
I na primjer neko dođe i kaže, Hrvoje, ti si takav i takav, i kaže nešto što te uznemirava.
So the normal reaction of an animal or a person who is still very immature would be, you said this about me, now I'm saying this about you.
Jedna normalna reakcija osobe koja nije zrela, kaže, ok, ti si to rekao za mene, i sad ja kažem ovo za tebe.
But a mature human being says, well, why should I say this? You know, what would be the best thing to act?
Ali zrelo ljudsko biće, on kaže, zašto bih to rekao? Koji bi bio najbolji način da djelujem?
A preacher really has to know this art.
I propovjednik on stvarno treba poznavati tu umjetnost.
To use the space, the God-given space in the between stimulus and response.
Znači da iskoristi taj prostor koji mu je Bog dao između stimulansa i odgovora na stimulans.
By thinking, what is the most Krishna conscious way to respond now?
I razmišljajući koji je najbolji način svjestan Krišna da sada odgovori.
Let me not respond only according to my fleeting emotions.
I ne samo da odgovorim na odnosu mojih ono tekućih emocija.
You know, I have free will.
Ja imam slobodnu volju.
I can act according to knowledge.
Mogu djelovati prema znanju.
For spiritual life you need this to fill this space with Krishna consciousness.
Za duhovni život mi to trebamo da ispunimo taj prostor sa svjesnošću
Krišna. For instance, you might walk down the street and you see something which totally attracts you, but it is not good for Krishna consciousness.
Na primjer, možeš hodati ulicom, vidite neke stvari koje te totalno privlače, ali nisu dobre za tvoju svjesnost Krišna.
You may see in the cinema Arnold Schwarzenegger and his 100 demons, you know, whatever.
Znači možeš vidjeti ono na filmu u kinu kao Arnold Schwarzenegger i njegovih 100 demona.
Oh, and you might think, oh, finally something is happening, you know, at least in the cinema, let's go.
Možeš vidjeti konačno se nešto događa, barem u kinu, ajde da vidim.
But it may not be good for Krishna consciousness.
Ali to ne mora biti dobro za svjesnost Krishna.
So if you don't know how to fill the space,
i ako ne znaš kako ispuniti prostor,
you will always remain a conditioned soul.
uvijek ćeš ostati uslovljena duša.
You will never change anything in your life.
Nikad nećeš ništa promijeniti u svom životu.
You will be bound to your karma.
I bit ćeš vezan sa svojim karmom i svojim navikama.
We have freedom.
Mi imamo slobodu.
A minute freedom.
Jako malu, malu slobodu.
And this freedom is really exercised.
I ta sloboda treba biti vježbana.
When you use the space between stimulus, znači, and response.
Znači postane izvježbana kada koristimo prostor između stimulansa i odgovora na taj stimulans.
In this way you can change your whole life.
Na taj način možeš promijeniti cijeli svoj život.
Now I want to give you a personal example.
Želim ti dati osobni primjer.
I noticed one time in my Krishna conscious life that's not a good example. Let me see. Yes, here's a good example. See, in the early days in Krishna consciousness, many of the first devotees were still attached to smoking.
I znači u prvim danima svjesnosti Krišne puno novih bhakta koji su dolazili su bili još uvijek vezani za pušenje.
Pušenje, yes, so pušenje. So Srila Prabhupada put a jar of what is it called, these gulab jamun, yes, before the door.
I onda je Srila Prabhupada stavio jedan posudu, jedan lonac sa gulab džamunima ispred vrata.
And then, you know, many devotees thought, well, I want to push him now, medjutim, I will eat a rasgula, it's better for me. Or what is it, gulab džamun, yes.
I onda puno bhakti su mislili, ja želim pušiti sada, ali onda bi rekli, ali bolje ipak jesti rasgule ili gulab džamune.
You can use this space.
Možete iskoristiti taj prostor.
Oh, you want to have sex life.
Ili ako želite imati seksualni život.
You could say, well, it's not really good for becoming deathless.
I možete reći, nije baš dobro da postane besmrtan.
Sex is dead. Death.
Seks je mrtav.
Because it just puts me into the cycle of birth and death.
Zato što me stavlja u krug rođenja i smrti.
I will go to the kirtan.
Ja ću ići u kirtan.
And move my body in the kirtan.
I pokretati svoje tijelo u kirtan.
Not in sexuality, but.
Ne u seksualnom životu.
Krishna. Don't say your name, I know it. Vijay Goranga. How do you like this name? Isn't it very nice? By this name you will be liberated.
Samo pomoću tog imena bit ćeš oslobođen.
Vijay Goranga, what? When you feel some weakness, you can just say Vijay Goranga, Pravurice, and then you will feel the snaga.
Znači, kad osjećaš malo slabost, onda samo trebaš reći Vijay Goranga, probudi se. I onda ćeš odmah sjetiti snagu.
Yes, Vijay Goranga.
Today we have talked about mission, but also we have to develop this confidence between the devotees. So to develop the mission, we need like to develop this confidence and how we can
confidence
trust.
Actually,
yes.
trust.
So how we can also give this trust and also to accept like this trust, it has to be like reciprocated.
I think it is not right what you say.
Ja mislim da nije točno ono što si rekao.
And at the same time it's right.
A u isto vrijeme je točno.
Slušajte. You cannot make yourself dependent on others.
Ne možeš sebe učiniti ovisnim o drugima.
And especially when we are grihastas who live, we always think, oh, everyone has to like me and love me and talk only good things about me. It will never work because the human reality won't do you the favor.
Inače, specijalno ako si grihasta, misliš želim da me svako voli, da me svako sviđa, onda nekad nećeš uspjeti jer uvijek traži da ti neko napravi neku uslugu.
If we always wait for others,
i ako uvijek čekamo za druge,
first they must be good devotees before we become good devotees.
I onda uvijek oni moraju postati dobri bhakte prije nego što ja postanem dobar bhakte.
It never works.
Nikad ne funkcionira.
Don't be so dependent on others.
Nemoj biti tako ovisan o drugima.
Be dependent on Krishna and the spiritual master.
Budi ovisan o Krishni i duhovnom učitelju.
I know of devotees who want to please devotees more than their spiritual master.
Ja znam bhakte koji žele zadovoljiti bhakte više nego svog duhovnog učitelja.
But because they want to please everyone, in the end they please no one.
Ali zato što žele zadovoljiti svakoga, na kraju ne zadovolje nikoga.
To je to. Are you sure? You should know what is
dobro.
Mora znati šta je dobro.
I'm not now saying you should not work together with the devotees. No, by no means.
Ja sad ne kažem da ti sad ne trebaš djelovati zajedno sa bhaktama, ne pod kojim
uslovom. Then do it and after some time everyone will recognize you.
I čini to i nakon nekog vremena svi će te prepoznati.
For instance, you may be a grihasta who lives 50 kilometers away from the temple or 30 kilometers.
Znači, na primjer, možeš biti grihasta koji živi 30 ili 50 kilometara izvan templa.
So some devotees in the temple may insist that you are there for every morning program and evening, every evening program.
I neki bhakti koji žive u hramu mogu insistirati da budeš za svaki jutarnji i večernji program.
Then only they think you are a good devotee.
I jedino onda će misliti ti si dobar bhakta.
But it may not be possible because during the evening times to come 30 kilometers might mean 1 hour.
Ali to ne može biti moguće zato što možda da bi došao 30 km možda ti treba 1 sat.
Then you can do an evening program at home.
Onda možeš napraviti večernji program u kući.
The thing is to worship Krishna, that's the mission.
Znači glavna stvar da obožavaš Krishna, to je misija.
If it's not possible to do by coming to the temple, then and although some devotees might be upset, who sometimes also don't come to, who most of the times don't come to the evening program, by the way.
Ali ako znači ne možeš doći, onda iako su neki bhakte ono uznemireni koji čak ni sami ne dolaze na taj večernji program.
That's not your problem. Water? We need water for our...
To nije tvoj problem.
Please, let us drink some water. But not so cold, then he gets a cold. Medium temperature or hot if possible. So you can't satisfy anyone and everyone.
Ne možeš zadovoljiti sve i svakoga.
So best is you talk with a, but if you are too independent, and this is in Croatia the point, it's not black and white, huh? You also have to cooperate with devotees. I have said this about 1 million times. It's not that in this one lecture, you should forget this 1 million times before.
Znači, nije da je sada sve crno i bijelo. Trebaš kooperirati sa bhaktama. Rekao sam to milion puta. Nije da sad u ovoj lekciji trebaš sve zanemariti što sam rekao prije.
I'm making here a different point.
Znači ovdje vršim, dajem jednu drugu poantu.
Knowing what is right and doing it.
Znači ono, poznavajući šta je dobro i raditi to.
It's a very important point for you, Vijay Goranga.
To je jako važna poanta za tebe, Vijay Goranga.
So I've seen many grihastas are suffering because of this.
I ja sam vidio jako puno grihasta pate zbog toga.
Have I made myself understood? I'm thinking it's very important to visit the temple. It's very important to spread Krishna consciousness together with the temple devotees. After all, we are one movement.
Znači, ne znam da li sam napravio jasno. Mi trebamo, jako je važno da dođemo na program u temple i jako je važno da proširimo svjesnost Krishna zajedno sa bhaktama.
But to hope that everyone will be agreeable with you, that's an utopia. It will never work.
Ali misliti da će se svako trebati složiti sa tobom, to je utopija, to nikad neće funkcionirati.
Yes, I saw Dolores first. So, I mean Dolores. I did not understand how you started. Then we have one service here. Yeah? Viva means devotees or just outsiders. Devotees, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for me very important to first understand the question. It's a good question, I notice this. So you say devotees are judging you according to the quantitative result, I'm sorry, I'm a little tired, I could not really, can you make it clearer for someone who is simple? I'm very sorry, I can't understand what you are asking. I think our Bhakti Dolores is a wonderful example of a devotee who is very serious in Krishna consciousness.
Znači, ja mislim da naša Bhakti Dolores prekrasan primjer osobe koja je jako ozbiljna u svjesnosti Krishna.
And you have come in during your service to an important point.
I za vrijeme svoje službe došlo se do jedne važne poante.
You know, something is not quite right.
Znaš da nešto nije baš ono totalno u redu.
You know you don't find yourself totally in what you're
presently doing.
I znaš da nisi sebe našla totalno u onome što sada trenutno radiš.
But it's still a feeling, and you will have to do the work to understand exactly what is the thing, and then ask the question.
Znači, još uvijek imaš ta osjećaj, ali još uvijek ne možeš shvatiti pravu stvar, i onda kada shvatiš, moraš pitati pitanje.
It sometimes takes me half a year to ask to put a question together.
Meni ponekad treba pola godine da bi postavio neko pitanje zajedno.
These are not the questions which you hear when I'm, you know, when I asked. They are questions which I put in confidence to devotees.
Znači, to nisu kao pitanja ovdje u ovom krugu, nego pitanja koje s povjerenjem postavljam povjerenjem baktama.
My intuition tells me that you have such a question which you have to think more deeply about.
I moja intuicija mi kaže da ti imaš takvo pitanje o kojem moraš malo dublje razmišljati.
And then not ask it in the big forum of so many devotees.
I ne pitati ga u tako velikom forumu, tako puno ljudi.
But ask it in confidence.
Nego ga pitati ono, povjerljom.
So that you get a personal answer.
Tako da dobiš osobni odgovor.
This is my intuition. What do you
intuicija.
Think?
Što ti kažeš?
Huh? All right. Dorvas makes her. Yes, I'm not trying to escape the question, but I really feel it is some question like this. There are questions, dear devotees, which are very personal and confidential.
Znači, postoje znači pitanja, dragi bakte, koji su jako personalni, jako osobni i povjerljivi.
And if you want to solve them, you have to very concretely talk about things.
I ako ih želite riješiti, onda morate jako konkretno govoriti o stvarima.
It's not really a philosophical question where you just want to find out a principle.
Znači, nije samo filozofsko pitanje gdje pokušavaš saznati princip.
But a question which has to do with your situation in life.
Znači, nego to je pitanje koje ima veze sa tvojim situacijom u životu.
It's a question where principles need to apply to your specific situation.
Je naše pitanje u kojem principi treba biti primijenjeni u tvojoj dotičnoj situaciji.
Please think more about the question if you want, and then if you feel it's there, you can name everything, you can put it into the categories, then you should ask the question in confidence, and you will get a different answer than before the answer before the world. Yes? No. But she understood. Shyama Sundari, this will be our last question from Shyama Sundari. Yes. Many times the elves are there. Yeah? Mm-hmm. You want to know how I didn't understand the last honesty. Yeah. Honesty, you understand here to admit to one's weaknesses and act upon them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Znači, pitanje koliko nam stvari ta iskrenost može pomoći, i to znači da shvatimo, da priznamo naše loše stvari i da djelujemo na njima.
Thank you very much for this question. Now, although I didn't want to give long answers, I will have to take like 5 to 6 minutes to answer this.
Hvala ti puno za ovo pitanje, ali nisam htio dati dugi odgovor, ali sad za ovo pitanje treba ću 5 do 6 minuta.
A little while ago, I remembered
story which I had read in my child in my before I came to Krishna consciousness.
Znači, prije nekog vremena ja sam se sjetio jedne priče koju sam čitao prije nego što sam došao u svjetlost Krishna.
And this story will put Shyamasundari's question into a practical reality. It will be very disturbing when you hear it.
I ta priča će staviti to pitanje u realnost, bit ćeš jako zanimljivan.
See, once there was Narcis and he had a friend called Goldmund.
Jedno je bio Narcis i imao prijatelj koji se zvao Zlatousti.
Both of them studied in the same monastery.
Obodvojice su studirali u istom monastiru.
Narcis was extremely intelligent.
Narcis je bio jako inteligentan.
He could control his mind and his senses.
Mogao kontrolirati svoj um i čuvao.
He knew all the scriptures.
Znao sva pisma.
For long days he fasted and prayed.
Dugim danima on bi molio i postio.
Goldmund was brilliant.
Zlatousti je bio ono briljantan.
He was charming.
Bio je šarmirajući.
Intelligent also.
Isto tako inteligentan.
But he wanted to know the world.
Ali on je htio upoznati svijet.
So then it is described. See, the deities are here. Can't really get into the. Then one day I can't get really into the details. The deities are. You know, we want the deities to be here. Goldmund one day left the monastery.
Jednog dana Zlatousti je napustio taj monastir.
And he fulfilled his sensual desires.
I ispunio svoje čulne želje.
Now before he left,
ali prije nego što otišao,
he met Narcis.
Sreo Narcisa.
And he told Narcis was just for an, it's called exercitia. It's for 1 month. These monks don't see anyone and they just pray and fast and it's like intensive bhajan, so to say.
Da tako kažem, ima je Narcis ima kao te intenzivne bhajan, nikog ne vidi, ne čuje, samo moli.
Yes.
I posti.
And Narcis has said, I cannot be disturbed, but Goldmund came.
I Narcis je rekao, ne smije biti uznemiran, ali taj Zlatousti je došao.
His friend was lying and preparing just for another 6 hours of prayers.
I njegov prijatelj je ležao i jednostavno se spremao za sljedećih 6 sati molitve.
And he said, Narcis, I can't find myself here.
I on je rekao, Narcis, ne mogu sebe naći ovdje.
My mother was a dancing girl.
Moja majka je bila plesačica.
Not a nun.
Nije bila opatica.
Yeah. I cannot say that the opposite sex has no attraction for me. I think often.
Ne mogu misliti da suprotni pol nema vezano za mene, o čemu puno razmišljam.
Now comes the Hesse philosophy.
I onda dolazi Hesseova filozofija.
Narcis says, yes, go into the world.
I Narcis je rekao, da, idi u svijet.
So in the course, Goldmund becomes a woman hunter.
I naravno Zlatousti postao ono lovac na žene.
He kills,
ubija,
a beggar,
a prosjak.
Then one day he sees a sculpture in a church.
Jednog dana vidi skulpturu u crkvi.
And is so attracted that he wants to find out who made this sculpture, which seems to speak to him about the things he learned when he was in the monastery.
I onda je vidio tu skulpturu i postoje jako zainteresiran da sazna ko je napravio tu skulpturu, koja kao da izgleda mu govori sve stvari koje je živio.
So he becomes the disciple of the sculpture.
I on postaje učenik te skulpture.
Yeah, who made the sculpture?
Aha, učenik toga ko je napravio tu skulpturu.
And he works and makes a sculpture which is so wonderful, Shyamasundari.
I onda on uči napravi tu skulpturu jednu koja je tako prekrasna.
It's a sculpture of Narcis.
To je skulptura Narcisa.
Because he carries still Narcis and his life in his heart.
Jer još uvijek u svom životu, svom srcu nosi Narcisa.
Now, the very moving story, I will come quickly to the end. So at the end he has an affair with the wife of the
not king, the first, the baron.
Jedno, na kraju on ima jednu aferu sa baronom,
baronom. Yes. And the baron finds him, and you know he is brought. He is finding him whilst he is hiding in the, you know, in the clothes room.
I onda taj baron ga nalazi dok se skriva u tom sobi za odjeću.
Yes. So he says this man should be killed next morning.
I onda on kaže ovaj čovjek sljedećeg jutra treba biti ubijen.
And he is the whole night he is in a prison.
I cijelu noć on je u zatvoru.
And the I think yeah in the before that night he was asked, would you like to see a priest before you are killed?
I te noći prije nego što bilo što će biti ubijen, ovi ga pitaju da li želiš vidjeti svećenika prije nego što tu.
And his first response is no.
Njegov prvi odgovor je ne.
He has lived the life of a sinner.
On je živio životom griješnika.
But then his secondary, but what he says is yes.
Ali onda nakon toga kaže da.
And he makes a plan. And the priest comes in the morning, he will kill the priest and take the cloth of the priest and doviđenja.
I onda napravi plan da kada dođe taj svećenik, da ubije svećenika, da uzme njegovu odjeću i ode.
So in the morning the priest enters into this dark prison cell. He's all alone.
I onda on ujutro ulazi taj svećenik u njegovu mračnu čelju.
But one ray of the sun comes on the face of this priest.
I jedna zraka sunca dolazi na lice toga svećenika.
And Goldman says, Narcis, it's you.
I onda Zlatusti kaže, Narcis, pa to si ti.
Yes. I told you when you said goodbye that we would meet again.
Rekao sam ti kada si rekao s Bogom da ćemo se ponovo sresti.
I have made all the arrangements. You are freed. You can please come with me.
Ja sam napravio sve aranžmane, ti si oslobođen i možeš, molim te, doći sa mnom.
And the two friends talk and talk until they are in the monastery.
And then Goldman again leaves the monastery, potential delight. But in the end he is back. And he is fine. He's experienced. This all happens, but I'm telling you. It's a dream which never comes true, by the way. He feels satisfied. He has seen it all. Nothing in him remained unfulfilled. There is God who asks him, how was life? What did you experience? And while God is dying, I am not peaceful inside. My friend went to the Mother Nature. But I rejected the Mother. And the other Mother Nature. Therefore, I am psychologically. This is about. So many times, Yamashundari, people say, well, you have to admit your weaknesses. Instead of to let them out, otherwise, they will disturb you in your life. You will become totally useless after some time. A frustrated young lady. And they might most probably tell you the story, tell you a little of Freud's philosophy. i na različite dan na vrednoske prirode. Then our subconscious, no, our consciousness is like, for instance, this lecture hall, or a lecture hall, the subconscious is like the hall, like the corridor before. Yeah.